Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode.
One. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. And today, we're talking about turning your idols into your rivals. Now, the reason we're talking about this is because I was having a conversation with an athlete of mine this weekend, and we were talking about how people view top level athletes. And I was telling him a story about how I was in Toronto for UFC 297, and to really shorten it up, I was standing outside the fighter hotel because I had helped Chris Curtis with his camp coming into that fight. And he had a ticket for me for the press conference. And so I was outside the fighter hotel. They have security out there to, you know, make sure that crazy people aren't running in, disturbing the fighters and stuff. And so I was standing outside just waiting for Chris's manager to come to the door because he had the ticket for me. And so he had to give the all clear for me to come in and not stand with the mob of people that was outside the hotel. And while I was there, like I was saying before I started the broadcast, there was this huge mob standing outside, basically just begging one of these guys to look in their direction. And I was talking to my athlete about how it's crazy that, you know, these people have that level of influence over someone that it's like, you know, they were standing and Alex Pereira was standing in the lobby and he turned in the direction of like the big crowd outside, gave them a thumbs up. And a bunch of the people were like freaking out, like Alex Pereira gave me a thumbs up. And it was like this crazy moment for them that this guy just like looked over and gave a thumbs up. And I was talking to my athlete, like, don't get me wrong, I understand it's cool getting to meet people that you see on TV and like these athletes that you follow and all of this stuff. But I was talking to my athlete on the weekend about how we almost put top level athletes into like this godlike status where it's like they're just so far above humanity. And one thing we've got to remember is that they're just people too, right? They're just people too. The only difference is that they're very good at this one thing that a lot of people care about. That's it. And the reason that I wanted to break that down for him and then for you guys as well is because really and truly, if you're an athlete listening to this, you need to stop viewing top level athletes as these godlike figures. You need to stop viewing them as like so far above and beyond society. Because if your goal is to get to that level, you're never going to view yourself with the same view or the same, you know, like rose-colored glasses, I think is the expression, as you view these people with. You're likely never going to see yourself that way. And if you don't, then you're always going to view these top-level athletes as better than you. And if you always view these top-level athletes as better than you, then you're never going to see yourself belonging amongst them. And if you're trying to be a UFC fighter, that's a problem, right? Because you can't continue to view these guys as better than you or as, you know, like so superior to you if your goal is to be amongst them. And that's where I sparked the idea of this podcast, making your idols into your rivals. Because the first thing that you need to do in order to actually start making your idols into your rivals is stop seeing them as idols. Don't get me wrong, you can still learn from them. You can still appreciate their talent. You can still appreciate the things that they've done. You can still view them in a positive light, but you need to take them off of that pedestal, right? Like even that week at UFC 297, like that was a cool week for me. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend it wasn't. Like getting to, you know, go into the fighter hotel, getting to meet some of the athletes, getting to be around like behind the scenes, getting a free ticket to the press conference. Like a lot of that stuff was cool for me. It was a cool experience. But like when I met Sean Strickland, I didn't fanboy out and go, oh my God, it's Sean Strickland. Like, I realized he's just a guy. And so, you know, I just said, hi, nice to meet you. Like, you know, as you should. Because my goal, as much as my goal is not to fight in the UFC, my goal is to work with UFC fighters. My goal is to work with top level athletes and be, have what I had at UFC 297 be my everyday life. And so if I always view these people as better than me or, you know, superior in any way, shape or form, then I'm never going to put myself in that room. So I made very conscious that whole week to not look at my, look at that whole week as something that I didn't deserve or something that was, you know, this incredible experience. I focused on just viewing it as, yeah, this is the hard work that I've been doing for my whole life starting to pay off. This is me starting to get into different rooms, getting around different people because of the work I've done. So yeah, it was a very cool experience, but I focused on seeing the reasons I belonged there instead of freaking out about the fact that I was there, if that makes sense. And for athletes out there, you've got to start doing the same thing, right? You've got to start looking at these higher level people, at these people that have gone on longer than you, been at higher levels than you, not as superiors, but just as you, a little further along the path, right? Because when you meet those world champion athletes, those, you know, top 15, whatever, you got to understand that one day they were where you are. One day they were amateurs too. One day they were in their first day in the gym too. They didn't wake up one day with a world-class skill set. They built that over years and years and years of training, and you could do the same. But if you look at them as these superior beings, then no matter how high you climb, you're always going to look at them as higher up the ladder. And then you're never going to view yourself as deserving to be in the same room. Now, the second thing, so number one is you got to shift your mindset. You got to understand that these people are just people like you. They're just very good at this thing that you're trying to get very good at. Now, number two is you've got to take notice of how they live their lives. And I'm not talking about what they portray to social media, because what someone portrays to social media and how they actually live their life are likely two very different things. But when I talk about paying attention to how these people are living their lives, the reason is because success leaves clues. I'm going to say that one more time. Success leaves clues. And if you're watching and really learning and really figuring out behind the scenes how these athletes are living their lives, the chances are things about how they live their lives have translated to the success they've seen in their sport. One of my favorite examples of this is Sean O'Malley. Now, the reason he's one of my favorite examples is because the person he portrays and the person he actually is, if you listen to his podcast and you really listen to him get real, are different. And it's a weird thing because I do believe that when he talks the way he talks and he acts the way he acts, he is being authentically him. Like, he is just kind of like a goon who likes to have fun and do all that stuff. But I was listening to an interview that he did with Demetrius Johnson. And, you know, Mighty Mouse was asking him, he was like, you know, when you're like smoking weed all the time and doing all this crazy stuff, like, how do you keep yourself in shape to fight? And he said, he was like, man, people don't see how seriously I take it. And he talked about some of the stuff he was doing for recovery. He talked about the research he does into like mental training and mindset and breath work and all of this kind of stuff. And like on the surface, people look at Sean O'Malley and they're like, oh, he's a goofy clown that just happens to be good at fighting. But when you actually dig deeper under the surface and you see the attention he pays to every single element of everything, you see why he's the champion of the world. Because he's not going to show you the 4.5 hours a day he's spending on recovery and the different machines he uses and the sauna he had built into his house and all of this other stuff, because that's not that interesting. But he's going to do it every day and he's going to reap the benefits of it. So if you're looking at the surface and you're like, oh, he smokes weed all the time and parties. It's like, he even said, he's like, I show that side of my life because it's fun and people relate to it. But that's that's like the small 5 or 10% compared to the 90% of the time that is like dialed in 3 sessions a day, eating the perfect meals, staying on track, doing all the right shit, spending 3+ hours a day on recovery work, like keeping the body in check. Right. So if you're willing to actually do the research and see the things that these guys are doing behind the scenes and dig deeper into who they are as people and understand that a brief look at social media doesn't show you those answers, success leaves clues. You're going to be able to take some of those things from what they're doing, from how they're living their lives, and apply it to yourself and start seeing the similar kind of improvements. Now, something like with Sean, like when he's talking about like building a sauna into his house and these different recovery machines and stuff he's using, yeah, you might not be able to do all of that because you might not have the money to buy these fancy machines and build saunas into your house, whatever else it is. But you can start to take pages from his book. You can start to understand, okay, he's doing XYZ to help recover his joints. I should probably take some extra time every week and do stuff to help recover my joints. Oh, he's read XYZ book on recovery and breath work and said that this was a huge value to his career. I should probably do the same thing, right? Take those little pieces, start taking notice of how these people are living their lives. And then by doing that, you're going to be able to start building yourself into your version of their level of success. And I'm not sitting here saying, you know, try to replicate them perfectly and just mimic every one of their actions, but take pieces of how they live their lives. Take the pieces that apply well to you. And the third thing we've got to do, and the third thing we've got to look at, is improve intention behind the way we live our lives. And the reason I say this is because it's shocking the amount of times I have people talk about all the reading and research and videos they're watching and all of this stuff, but then change nothing. And I've been guilty of this in the past, you know, for a long time, and I've said it on this podcast countless times. My goal is not to just be in the strength and conditioning industry. My goal is to be the best in the strength and conditioning industry in this space. And so for a long time with that goal, I was just reading as many books as I could possibly read, watching as many videos as I could possibly watch, reading all these papers, doing all this stuff. And then I realized that I was reading stuff that didn't even really apply to what I wanted. I've always wanted to work with professional athletes. I've always wanted to work with, you know, elite people. And I was reading like papers on recovering from, you know, arthritis and different like joint pain and issues like that. And don't get me wrong, elite athletes develop joint pain and things like that too. But I started realizing, I was like, I'm reading stuff about subjects that I may never need. And like, is it a bad thing to continue to gain more information? Of course not. But information without execution is just noise. So for you as an athlete, instead of trying to read 400 different books about conditioning and ask 500,000 questions to 250 different people, start implementing some of the stuff you're reading. Start implementing some of the stuff you're learning about. If you're reading a book on, you know, improving your productivity, don't read 3 more books on improving productivity. Take some of the habits that you learned in the book and implement them. Use them. See if they work for you. Put the intention behind how you live your life to improve the results that you're getting moving towards the goals that you have for your career. Now, again, not every piece of everything is going to apply to you, but if you're taking in information, watch for, am I overloading myself with information or am I actually using the information I'm learning? And one of my favorite examples of this, again, don't get me wrong, I am always happy to have discussions with athletes and answer questions when you have questions that come up. But the amount of times that I'll get a DM that is just, hey, do you have tips to build your gas tank? And I'm like, did you like look at all at what I post? Like, I've got almost 1,100 posts and most of them are talking about how to build a gas tank. Right. So it's like doing a little bit of work, trying to pick up some of the information and then asking a question based off of the information you have, not just being like, I don't know anything. Give me all the answers. because that tactic is never going to work. Because I'll tell you guys right now, everybody who's listening and everybody who tunes in on the replay, there is not like a three steps to a better gas tank. That's just not a thing. Like, there's information that you should have, and it's all on my page, and you should be able to take that information, go execute, and make some solid improvements. But you need to be willing to take it and actually try to execute, because the magic of it, like what we put into our programs, is going to be different based off every person, right? So if you're a random person that I haven't had a conversation with and you come to my page and you say, hey, how do I build my gas tank? All the information you need to build your gas tank is on my page. But now the way you implement it is going to depend on the factors that have everything to do with you. And that's what we do in the programs, right? We take that information and we build it around the individual to make it work best for each individual person. So the biggest thing I want you to take away from that is intention behind the way you're living your life and intention behind actually improving the way you live your life. So yes, with training, but with everything else too, right? The amount of people I know that try to claim to read a book a week, but then they don't do anything differently, you know? It's great that you got through the book, but if you don't do anything with the information you learn, it's fucking useless, right? That's why I've never liked those New Year's resolutions. Oh, this year I'm going to read one book every 2 weeks. It's like, fucking cool. What are you going to do with it? Because if you're overloading your brain with information, but you're not doing anything with the information, you're going to stay stuck in the same place. Now, coming back to the example of the conditioning stuff and what I have people ask me when they come to my page, if you take the information that I provide for free, you will get results. You can take the stuff that I have posted and you can build a conditioning plan that will work for you. If you want the perfect conditioning plan and to work through all the mistakes and all the potential like downfalls and all of that, yeah, we can talk about the coaching programs. But if you are not willing to either A, do the work and create the plan yourself, or B, invest in a program so that we can help you do that work, then you're just not that serious right now. Because the information is there for you. And I understand as well, there are going to be people that money's tight and that's all, like, I understand that. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're in a, like, I'm not saying that you're not serious if you legitimately don't have the money. But if you don't have the money, that's what I'm saying. You've got all the information that you can take and you can run with yourself. But it's about the way you're living your life. It's about the way you're approaching day to day. If money's tight right now, that means it's time for you to do the work and it's time for you to figure out the information and it's time for you to put together the plan that's going to allow you to see success. If you do have the money and you say, these goals are really important to me, it's time to actually invest in your future and bet on yourself so that you can come up with the answers you're looking for. Is that all making sense? Because the intention behind how you live your life is going to determine the results you get. You know, one of my other favorite examples of this, and then we're going to wrap it up, is myself with growing my business. You know, as of right now, I believe I've got 26.2 thousand followers on my Instagram account. And like, I'm very happy with that. It's grown quite a lot. I'm very excited about it. But as of August 30th, 2023, so 5 months ago, that number was about 1,600. So like in the last 5 months is when it has exploded. But the reason that it exploded and the reason that my business has grown the way it has and the reason that so many of you are tuned in right now and have actually heard of me and seen anything that I've done, the reason that I was able to work with Chris Curtis, the reason that I've worked with the high-level athletes that I've worked with and gotten the opportunities I've had is because I hired coaches to help me with my business as well. I hired coaches to help me with social media because I was putting work into it, I was putting effort into it, but I wasn't getting results. But by betting on myself and putting money into it, where now I had something to lose, I had skin in the game, I was betting on myself that, hey, with someone else's help who has done this before, I'm going to be able to break through and I'm going to be able to get the results I want. And at the moment, that was a very, very scary thing for me to do. It was a lot of the money I had in the bank. If it didn't work, I was probably screwed within 3 months. And in the end, it was the best decision I ever made. And the reason it was the best decision I ever made is because it got me the results I was looking for. It helped me grow and scale the business to the point that now I don't need to worry about investing in other opportunities and things like that. But it was because I actually took a chance and bet on myself. Because I saw that all of the people I knew that were running businesses that were higher level than me had mentors and had coaches. They had people helping them get to where they wanted to go. And for athletes, guys, it's the same thing. I understand that, you know, it might not be the perfect time for you to do it, but those are the things that separate good from great. Those are the things that separate great from champions. Being willing to make those investments, being willing to lean into the harder times instead of trying to find a way to back out. And by being willing to do that and being willing to put the work into it and being willing to trust yourself, you're going to put yourself in better and better and better situations. And in turn, you're going to make your idols become your rivals. So guys, just to sum that up, the three things you need to focus on when it comes to making idols into rivals. Number one is shifting your mindset. Understand that these people you're idolizing, these top level athletes, they're people too. They started where you were at. They started where you started. They started with a lack of experience. They built themselves up through time, through effort, through investment, through all of these things that we've talked about. And you can do it too. Number two is take notice of how these people are living their lives. Take notice of the daily habits, the rituals, anything and everything you can learn from about how they are living their lives. And then you can take bits and pieces of that to build yourself into that level, but do it the way that is actually going to work for you. And number three is improving the intention in which you live your own life. Because if you're just watching these videos, taking in this information and then doing nothing with it, you're gonna stay stuck in the same place. But if you take information as you consume it and you start actually executing on it, you start actually improving yourself from it, you're gonna be able to go much, much, much further. So guys, that's it. That's all. I appreciate you all for taking the time to tune in. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And I hope you got some value from this. If you did, make sure to shoot me a message across any of my social media accounts. Links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And as always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great day. And I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now, remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day. And I can't wait to see you on the next episode.